is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's a Wednesday. Good to have you here for the conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more. Follow us at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Parts of Florida, the lights are back on in the Keys yesterday. In parts of the Keys, even after Irma, took just a couple of days as the lights are starting to come back on. But it's going to be a long road. A lot of work to do still to restore power, clear roads, get gas supplies back to where they need to be. So far, 12, the number of people killed in Florida, 12. Which is, you know, that's pretty impressive. You know, it's not impressive for those 12 people, obviously, but it's a pretty impressive number. When you think about how big the storm was, the evacuation involved, and everything else that went on. You know, Jacksonville ended up getting hit maybe as hard as any city in Florida because of the way that Irma tracked, but the cleanup continues. I want to return now to the conversation about tax reform here. Tax reform here in America, as the president sat down with senators from both sides, including Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin, and Joe Donnelly, three Democrats visiting the White House for dinner, along with Republican counterparts as well, as the president lays out his plan for tax reform in America. And Democrats like Charlie Schumer coming out, Lucky Chucky coming out, and saying repealing the inheritance tax is just an absurd thing to help the rich. And I couldn't take it anymore, so I decided to sit down and have a conversation with you about the truth about the inheritance tax, the death tax. When my father passed away just over a decade ago, I got a firsthand lesson in the inheritance tax, and there's a good reason it's called the death tax. My father worked his professional career as a pharmaceutical rep for Dow Chemical Company right here in Michigan. After graduating from Michigan State University, he worked there for more than 30 years, and he invested much of his money along the way in the stock market and other places with an eye to his eventual retirement. He did what he was supposed to do. He did what everybody said to do. Go to college. Work hard, son. Become something. Save your money. Now, some would refer to my father as frugal. I actually prefer the word cheap. Yeah, I do. When he died, in an accidental fall, he was just 67. His death was a shock to all of us, but what followed was nearly as shocking. And that's the way the government comes after that pile of money. He had prepared in large part by putting together his will, directing much of his estate into a trust, and for the most part doing things right, as they say. None of that mattered in 2005, however. The federal government gobbling up 47% of every dime not covered by the initial exemption. 47%. Of course, the state of Michigan got a bite as well, and don't forget the lawyers who chewed up some of that money. When it was all said and done, the government took more cash than any of his three sons that he had willed his estate to in equal shares. Think about that. The government took more from my father than he was able to leave to my brothers or myself. Now, Democrats would have you believe that eliminating this tax would only be a boon for the so-called rich. I can tell you I'm not rich by any financial measure. I'm not the 1%. I would certainly like to be, but I'm not there yet. And the notion that eliminating the draconian death tax would somehow damage the middle class, as Senators Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, and Ron Wyden would have you believe, is absolutely ridiculous. I am the middle class. The death tax stole from me and my family. This is a black and white fact. Historically, by the way, the inheritance tax was only imposed from time to time to help pay the cost of major wars before being retired or rescinded. The first such tax came in 1797, rescinded 5 years later. Similar taxes imposed in 1862 and 1898 for the Spanish-American War before they were repealed after just a few years. But in 1916, the federal estate tax was imposed on the verge of America ending World War I, and it's been around in one form or another ever since. The current death tax was supposed to be eliminated, but on New Year's Day, 2013, President Barack Obama signed a permanent tax of 40% on all estates over $5 million. Now, that may sound like a lot of money to you. And you may think, well, that really is just a tax on the rich. We should tax that because it'll help the middle class. The problem with that kind of thinking is this. When you think about average-sized small businesses and family farms, it just doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Many farms are land rich and cash poor. I know because lots of them are my friends. I know that. Do the math. In places like northern Indiana, average farmland is bringing as much as $12,000 an acre right now and more. And say you have a family farm that's been in the family for 100 years and you've put together 500 acres of land. Well, that's $6 million on paper and on paper only. Then on top of that, put whatever other assets someone has. And suddenly you're at $10 million, and suddenly the government's taking $2 or $3 million right off an alleged $10 million estate, and you need to split that up between two or three siblings. You see the problem? What happens is the family farm is put on the auction block because that's the only way to pay the tax bill. The same is true of small businesses that may have been left to somebody that's been in the family and working at that business their entire life, but it doesn't matter to the government. They'll slice and dice that business into little pieces and gobble it up, use it for whatever wasteful program they can conceive of in the spare time. Large corporations and factory farms also purchase these family farms. So if you're concerned about preserving the legacy of green space and believe in so-called environmental justice, you need to give this close consideration. Stealing from the little guys to make sure the federal tax bill is paid is nothing short of obscene. My father paid taxes his entire life. He paid income tax when he earned the dollar. He paid taxes when he invested the dollar and made a bit of a profit if he was lucky. Otherwise, he would lose the dollar altogether. And of course, he paid taxes when he spent the dollar. And when he died, the feds came in and took another 47% of everything he couldn't protect with fancy legal moves. President Donald Trump is exactly right about deep-sixing this onerous theft of resources from the middle class. There is not one logical argument the left can put forward to substantiate the absurd claim that eliminating this recessive tax in some way hurts the middle class. It's quite the opposite. Eliminating the death tax protects you and I from the massive greed of government and its overreach. This is one fight we all need to watch closely. When socialist Bernie Sanders contends that the death tax is good for the middle class, we must hold his feet to the fire and say, really? How exactly does taking the family farm or the family business away help the middle class? The man of Senator Stabenow, who claims much of her power from supporting agricultural ideas, how the death tax helps this family farm. I can tell you right now, she won't have a leg to stand on. There is no answer. Ideas like the death tax and other schemes to separate you and your money are killing the middle class, not helping it. If you look into it, you'll figure out and you'll understand a little bit more. This is The Steve Gruber Show.